Yeah, I'm sitting here with Nicole Schneid from
Hello.
Airwaves.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for
It's a
having
pleasure.
me.
You will play tonight at the Right Rabbit. So it's a swamp concert, but it's venue is the Right Rabbit. Because it's bigger, maybe you're too famous to play in small
No, I
venues.
don't think so.
I don't know. You told me you've been to Baden-Baden yesterday. So how
Yeah.
was that? How big was it? How many people?
It was great. There was probably about 500 people. It was a festival, and it's called One in a Million Festival. And yeah, I think it's been going on for almost 2 weeks, and today's the last day of the festival.
But it
So,
was an indoor festival.
indoor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, your name, Airwaves, I thought it. Why do you choose a chewing gum brand
Well,
name? But it's something different. It's radio waves, that's why.
yeah, actually, we don't have Airwaves gum in America, so
That's funny.
I didn't know it was a gum, and everyone that comes to Europe always brings me back that gum, but we don't have that there. And I actually got the name just meaning like actual air and water, like and not radio
Okay.
airwaves. Yeah, so that's why it's two words.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Air and water. So two elements
That we
of
need,
how
yeah.
many elements do we have? Four?
Four,
There's
yeah.
earth and fire.
Right. And air and water.
What's with earth and fire? You don't like them
Well,
that
there's
much, huh?
already the band Earth, Wind, and
Yeah,
Fire,
you're
so
right.
yeah, but I like those elements too. Yeah.
And now you're on tour with your third record, Warrior. I don't know the other records, but I
Okay.
think this is quite brilliant, Warrior. What do you think? Do you think this is your best record so far?
I do, definitely. It's interesting. I'm not sure if press has changed or I think things are always changing in the music world, but I think this album feels the most important to me and the most like sophisticated to me, but it's gotten the least amount of press in the US and but for me personally, it's definitely my favorite one that
It's
I've
your
made.
most personal.
It's yeah, it's the most like hopeful album, and it's the most I've experimented with different instrumentation. Like I have horns on this record, and I challenge myself a bit more with using more of like a plucking style than a strumming style with the guitar, and yeah, so in that sense, yeah.
And the title Warrior, I thought it could be a kind of concept album because of warrior. So you have to fight against a lot of things. As a queer person, you have to fight
Right.
more or less the whole time. Then your mother was sick, so you had to fight against cancer.
Yeah.
So is this the concept of the record, you would
Yeah, I
say?
think all the songs, it's also about like our political change in the US. It was I wrote a lot of the songs when Trump was running, and then he won, and so like Gay Bets is about that, the song on there. And my mom actually was diagnosed again with a different kind of cancer a few months ago, so she was playing the album a lot in the hospital recently, and I know it's empowering for her, and she tells all the nurses like my daughter wrote this song about me. And so but yeah, the warrior symbol is a lot of people in my life. It's the queer people and people who struggle in the music world as not being like a straight white male, or it's people like my mom, and it's people every day who have to fight against Trump. And so yeah, every song kind of embodies the warrior, not just the title track.
But there are as well a lot of l love songs, like
Yeah.
about the breaking up, for example. So is it as well an album about letting go or
Yeah.
not to fight, maybe the opposite?
To let go, yeah, I think like the song Thanks is about like sort of an abusive relationship and just sort of letting that go, and then some of the other songs are about like caring relationships and not always about myself but about other people and what I witness, and just Yeah, but there, I try to have, like, there's some sadness to the songs, obviously, but then they all have, like, a hopefulness to them and a sense of moving on. Yeah.
Could you please explain the cover, the photo from the cover
sure.
again? So I read it's from this, it's from 1970?
It's from, I believe so, it's the
40
first,
years old?
Yeah, my dad took it at the first Earth Day in New York City. My dad is a photographer.
And, Martin Schneid.
Yeah, Martin Schneid, yeah. And I got this artist who I really like, Em Rooney. She colored it in. So it was originally a black and white photo, and it's a person, their gender is ambiguous, wearing a mask, and they're holding a bike. And I like that the person has a flower on the gas mask. And so it's kind of like this dark image, but then also like a peaceful with the flower. And so I asked her to just add some like yellows and reds, and she had a little blue too. But yeah, my dad, I just asked him to show me all his photos from then, and that one really struck out with me, and like the mask. And you said you've seen the Warrior video. At the end, I like take off a similar kind of mask. And so yeah, I think as like being the warrior person, or this person fighting for, like, you know, our Earth, you, like, in a sense, you have to wear a mask and then hopefully, like, can take it off at some point. And so I just, that image really stuck with me.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, I was really happy I got M to color it, and I love how it came out.
Mm.
Yeah.
In some songs, you don't have much or that much lyrics.
No,
for example,
some,
in
yeah, yeah.
Home Warrior,
yeah.
Warrior pieces.
Yeah, true.
there's a lot of repetition.
Yeah.
Are the lines thereby more important?
Are they what?
Are the lines more important when you repeat them again and again?
That's interesting. I personally sometimes think so, or maybe I work with kids. I teach kids music, and maybe I have the mentality of, like, them saying things over and over and it's sticking, and there are certain lines kids say that really stick out, and I think I have, like, a maybe a kiddish way of, like, writing lyrics where there's a line that I like and I'll keep saying it. And then there are songs like Blue Fire, Tangerine, where they're more lyrical, but, yeah, for pieces, that one is more about the instrumentation. So I kind of liked this slow build up of the song, and then it gets really fast at the end and saying the same things. And then that song has a lot of just like humming. And yeah, I think that's a good question. I think when we hear songs that have the same thing over and over again, it becomes this like catchy pop song, and so I hope those can kind of do that.
Yeah. Even if they're not catchy pop songs.
No, right.
Yeah. Yeah, and on the other side there are stories, and on some songs you seem to tell stories though.
Yeah.
I don't know, like the Bob Dylan style, you just tell something.
Right.
No repetition, no refrain, just no chorus, just, yeah.
Yeah, I get Blue Fires like that, where I'm telling a story about two people having dreams at the same time and waking up and telling each other their dreams. And then a lot of that, I was reading some Adrienne Rich poems and took some of the poetry and put it into the song. And then the song Tangerine is about the movie Tangerine. Have you seen that? Okay, so
I've seen the trailer.
Oh, you saw the trailer, okay. So that's more of like a story. And then Home, which you were talking about, which is simplistic, is about like going on a first date with someone and kind of just the things you would like to do with them. So there's just like five different words, like dine, fly, drive, and what you'd want to do with a person that you just meet.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
The song about your mother, is it Warrior?
It's Warrior.
Is this one song? It's quite in the end of the record, so it's not.
Is it?
It's not in the first half. I think it's in the second half.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where it is. Yeah, maybe it is at the end, or maybe it's in the middle.
Number seven or something.
Okay.
I don't know. We have to we can check.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's interesting because the video clip is quite different to the story, or it has nothing to do, or at first sight, nothing to do with your mother, because there's a kind of lesbian love story on a ranch.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah.
Yeah. With a lot of horses.
A lot of horses, yeah. Yeah, we kind of veered away from the original intention of the song, but like I said, the warrior character is a lot of different people. So when Ambar, who directed the video, approached me about doing it, she said, "Do you want to do something where you're like playing around with gender?" And I said, "Sure," because that also to me was like a warrior concept. And I love horses, and the beginning of Warrior, I say, like, saddle up on your horse and get ready to ride. And so the idea of being around all these beautiful horses, I couldn't say no to that. And it was a really fun day to shoot the video. I had a lot of fun. Yeah.
But the lyrics, you wrote them during this time, this therapy of your mother, or after? Or?
Yeah, well, she was in... It was actually when she had gone into the doctor, they told her she had a 10% chance of living, and I wrote it before she even started treatment. So she said, "I'm gonna get this motherfucker." So she had no doubt that she would be okay, and so I was thinking, she's such a strong person, and even now that she's had another kind of cancer, I've never heard her complain once, never, and no matter how tired she is, she never ever complains.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the song Thanks?
Yeah.
Is this the relationship you spoke about before?
Yeah.
This abusive.
Yeah, yeah, more the little like manipulative, like sort of dark. That's the darker song on the record, but it's even that song I end with saying, like, I hope the best for you. And but yeah, it's sort of a story about that a little bit. And actually, that one is my favorite on the record. I did all the sounds at the end by myself, like on the violin and with keyboard. And it was kind of an accident that it ended up sounding like that. And I really loved it. And I just did it at my friend's house, so that one was recorded separately from everything else, and it turned out to be my favorite, yeah.
How do you perform it on stage?
So Alex plays slide guitar, and then Danny, who usually plays bass, plays keyboard and drums, and then I'm on guitar. So it's just missing some of the like string parts live, but it works.
Yeah, but even if it's about breaking up or not that perfect relationship, let me say so, it's really positive and optimistic if you sing, when you sing, I wish you all the best.
So yeah.
Go your way. So, I mean, it's the best way to separate, isn't it?
Yeah, I think part of me, a lot of this record with my mom being sick, or like even our dumb president and a bad relationship is just trying to like find the best in everything, and trying to, so that's what the songs either end with or they have that element to it. Yeah, and I hope people get that message from them.
So it was kind of point zero in your personal life, the starting point.
What do you mean point zero?
Like a césure. Like a full stop.
Oh yeah.
In your life.
Yeah,
and then
maybe
you start again.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, like everything. I think life can be shitty, but then you move forward and can be really good. And even the worst scenarios, there's good things that come from it. And so, just trying to talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and Gay Bets, you said it before, is about the Trump election as well.
Yeah.
It's an interesting sound. It's this 80s synth-pop
sound. Yeah, I guess
sound.
It is a little
I really
bit.
Like it.
Yeah.
But what it has nothing to do with Trump?
Well, I sort of wrote it, I was thinking about, like, that's interesting that you picked that up, because I was thinking about, like, the Reagan administration and how awful that was, and we've had Bush, so I sort of wanted to have like an older sounding music element to it, and like that this is another terrible president that we've had. And I was thinking about how during like Reagan and Bush, some of the music was so great, and some of those like 80s, 90s musicians, those were the best times for music. And so that's why I use those parts, yeah.
But it sounds as well quite cold and menacing and dangerous.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah. I don't know, sometimes...
Without emotion.
Yeah, sometimes synth comes off like that. I also think it's like the catchiest song on the record. Yeah.
How was it for you after Trump election? I mean, you're living in New York City.
Yeah.
For us, it was, of course, a nightmare as well, but we are so far away. Did you have some consequences? Did you feel some consequences in your daily life when you're in your city? Or
I did. I worked for a nonprofit homeless shelter for children, and two of my classes were cut because we lost funding. So that's in part due to him. But I was talking with my bandmates about how now everything since he's been elected is so divided by state. So in New York, we're kind of in a bubble a little bit because our mayors and governors keep shutting him down. But if you're in like Ohio or Kentucky, like you're fucked because he's having more control over states that were already conservative. So in New York, we're very lucky in New York and, you know, parts of like California, because a lot of stuff he's implementing won't get passed in our states. But yeah, we've definitely lost funding, and he's cutting like radio stations, and it's really scary. Like, you know, government workers were not working or they were working but not getting paid for, I think it was almost 2 months. And so when we went to the airport a few weeks ago, we were like, should we get there like 6 hours early? Or, you know, it's definitely every day it's like something else terrible. And you don't notice as much in New York City, but we know what's going on. And I think, unfortunately, like most presidents, we'll find out how awful it was after. But we see some of it now. Yeah.
How did the queer community react?
There's been a lot of protests, especially at the beginning. And I think queer organizations are just fighting him every day and trying to get private funding because we're losing like public funding. And like I said, again, in New York, I'm pretty safe, but I know the number of trans suicides has gone up quite a bit, and people being killed for being trans or gay has gone up a lot. And so, yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, it's really, it's hard to be a part of that. And yeah, it's embarrassing to be American right now, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, but is it next year that there's
two more
new
years.
Election?
Two more.
So it's November 2020.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Less than 2 years.
Less than 2 years.
Half of it is over. More than half of it is over.
Yeah.
Are you hopeful?
I'm nervous because the people that like him, like, still like him. And our economy is up right now. So I think the people that really rooted for him are still going to vote for him. And he's increased this hatred in people, and they like it. And also there's the possibility that the election was rigged, so that could happen again. And yeah, I don't mean to sound pessimistic, but I'm not super hopeful, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe in the end, the song Morro Bay, I found it catchy as well.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to know, what is it, or is it the place?
Morro Bay is in California. Okay. It's this really cute, like, fisherman town, and there's this huge rock on the water, and it's called Morro Bay. And there's this beautiful rock formation, and it's this tiny town, and they literally just have, you could buy fish and you could buy like saltwater taffy, and I was driving from LA to San Francisco, and we passed Morro Bay, and there's this big mansion up there. It's a famous mansion. So I wrote the song about that trip and Morro Bay, and we were listening to Paul Simon's Graceland. So I say in the chorus, like, listening to Graceland tunes, and yeah, so that's what the song is about. It's a story about that trip.
The trip, road mm-hmm. trip.
Yeah.
What would be your favorite place to live except New York City? Would it be Morro Bay?
No. I like Berlin, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so maybe Berlin or... I actually really love New York, but yeah, probably another country, Berlin, or I like Paris, and I'd probably come to Europe. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to New York one time, and I think it's quite European.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, more European than any other American place.
Yes, right.
It's not that hard, but
yeah.
Yeah, I loved it a lot.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you. Those are great questions. Thanks.